And we're live. I'd like to welcome everyone to the first unofficial Pure Onage podcast, aka PPCast. This is basically an initiative by the community for the community. With me here is Zimensions and Kashmir. They're basically helping me host this show. And there's a shitload of other people just chilling in here. It's hosted live on the TeamSpeak server, the official Pure Onage TeamSpeak server. And basically we're just going to talk about stuff like the Pure Onage community and stuff. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Come on, Zimensions, don't be shy. Zimensions is a bit shy. You know him. Anyway, Kashmir Z, what are we going to talk about today? Some Pure Onage news?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think the crux of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of insults flying around out there, you know, whether it be flaming or, you know, just harmless fun. But I think it all boils down to the question. There's a post here in the general discussion forum, you know, here on the forums. And it's posted by El Capitano, and it's like newbies, noobs, or, you know, like noobs with the zeros. So, like, and he's asking, what's the difference? And is there really a difference?
Well, I did actually post quite a comprehensive reply to that one. In fact, there is a bit of a difference. If you use the term newbie, that's usually for people who are, you know, they're quite new. It's basically, you know, it's pointing out the fact that someone's quite new. And you know, if you say actually noob, like N-O-O-B, it's more like, well, you know, you're a total fuckhead and you don't even know what you're doing, even though these people are probably quite skilled in the game. But I might be wrong. I mean, if anyone thinks they'd like to share on that subject, just ask for a voice grant and you can talk with us, because that's what it's all about here.
I actually find, you know, newbie actually more offensive than noob myself.
You do? Is that like a personal thing, or?
It's a personal thing. I just think it sounds, you know, lame.
You think it sounds lame? So you'd rather be called a noob instead of a newbie?
100%, man, 100%.
All right, you know, I mean, that's personal. I don't know if anyone else has any preferences what they'd like to be called. I like the term bitch sometimes, you know. But I might not get into that today.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd rather not be called it at all, but I guess you really can't avoid that in the gaming community.
Well, it's an interesting topic of discussion there, you know. I think Zimensions actually wants to say something. Zimensions here, you might know him from the forums. He's an odd guy sometimes on IRC, whatever, like, don't pay any attention to him in general. But he's got something to say about lead subtitles, so whenever you're ready, Zimensions.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, I'm on the main Pionage website right now, and I can see what subtitles are available right now, and I see English, I see Dutch, I see Portuguese, but I don't see any lead subtitles. I think Wyman just offered to do that, and I think it's pretty interesting, actually. What do you guys think?
I think it's actually pretty cool. I haven't seen this before, just checking it out, and it's actually quite logical if you think about it.
Yeah, I think I saw it at first, and I have to admit, I was a little skeptical, but I think it could be pretty funny and interesting as well.
Yeah, I don't get lead at all. Maybe that's because I'm a newbie, but yeah, I don't know. It confuses me.
Yeah, definitely something I'd like to see happening. Another news, I guess, on Pure Onage, I'd like to mention Episode 8 for anyone who is perhaps wondering or isn't able to find any information on the forums. As far as we know, Episode 8 is pretty much almost done. It's coming out in August sometime, and it's going to be based around a LAN party called LANageddon, which is a very big LAN party in Canada, and most of it's already been filmed. We've even got some Pure Onage fans in there. Not sure if they're going to be edited to the final version, but just for anyone who's wondering, that's going to be Episode 8. That's all we know, so stop posting about it. I've got this interesting trend here. It's called Deathstriker 6666. I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's on the Pure Onage forums. It refers to the end of Episode 7. I don't know if you've thought about that one, but there's this weird email being sent. I don't know if you can talk about some, you know, rumors, whatever, about Episode 8, what's going to be, who is this Deathstriker 6666 guy, and what's going on? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, there is a lot of skepticism out there. Some people say it's the Master. You know, some people are like, some people throw you like maybe it's Dave, but you know I haven't really heard many rumors myself. You know I do have my own theory. You know I think that you know maybe you know like there'll be like some sort of you know chicken that'll come out of nowhere and you know it'll be like Deathstriker 666 because you know when you turn like a 6 upside down, it's a 9. And when you turn a 9 on its side, right, then it's kind of like a beak, which kind of looks like a chicken if you look at it in the right light from the right perspective. You know, I'm sure you all understand what I'm talking about, right?
Totally, yeah, I totally follow you there. Very interesting insight on that one. Deathstriker 666 being a chicken. Yeah, I mean, quite possible.
Well, like, I myself am like, I've been in the gaming community for a while. But, you know, like, Leet, I wonder at times, like, where did it originate and, like, why? I think it might be amusing that, you know, in, like, say, 50 years or something, there'll be, like, you know, computer tech students will have, like, a Leet subject, like, you know, just like you do French language or now. Like, I wonder where it came from.
I wonder where it came from, and I wonder where it's going. Kids in schoolyards going insane, like, talking Leet, like, oh my god, WTF, teacher, I hacksword this homework. It's totally the own age. Why are you nerfing me here? Like,
well, I don't know about that, but maybe to some extent, I would, you know, maybe. I doubt it. I don't know, although I have on occasion said lol instead of laughing. That's kind of embarrassing, and then you just try and cover it up with a stutter, I guess, but I don't know. Has anyone here actually been caught out? Like, you know, like, people say lol because it's like a bit of a joke.
Alright, we've got some voice requests, actually, and I just want to give some people voices. Harugner had a voice request. I'm just going to give him some voice. I don't know what he wanted to talk about. And Uber Freak as well. He's also requesting. So we're going to have some listeners in here.
Yeah, so anyway, I was going to comment on the whole lol thing, because that is kind of embarrassing, actually, but I find myself saying lol, and so, not actually like that, more in a Swedish way, like lol and stuff like that, without even thinking about it now. I did it from the beginning, kind of like in an ironic way or whatever, but yeah, it kind of become a habit.
Okay, Uber Freak, you had anything to add to this or something else?
Go on TeamSpeak a lot more, because sometimes it's really boring, and TeamSpeak's fun if we have more people and talking and stuff. So everybody, go on TeamSpeak more often besides just this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's a good call. If we have more people on TeamSpeak, the more the merrier, of course. Just to answer Metaxa's question here, he had a question on the IRC for me. Just to assure you, I am not Kyle. I do not make any shows for the internet, nor do I originate from Canada, just to get that clear for the record. And going on, how about we talk about Pure Onage Wannabes? I saw the first two episodes, which are now out. I think it's pretty cool. The idea is very cool. Execution, perhaps, a bit lacking, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. What do you guys think?
Well, I downloaded the show, as you know. I downloaded both of the episodes. I have to admit, I didn't watch them through completely. I did skip a little bit, so maybe I should have just watched it, you know, all before I actually give an opinion on it, but I'll give it anyway. Episode 1, I found the actual fight between the master and the wannabe quite hilarious. I mean, that part was pretty, I have to admit, it was really funny. But one thing I found, I have to say, really annoying was the frequency of the, you know, of the use of the word noob, and also maybe the way he's just like going around calling everything noob, and that's, you know, tied in with it as well. That's one thing that I found annoying. But however, on a more positive note, I mean, I'd like to say that, in terms of filming and everything, I think they've worked really hard on it. At least it looks like they've worked hard on it. And maybe we shouldn't be, you know, too harsh. We shouldn't be knocking it down. After all, they are fans of the show. They made this because they appreciate the show. And they've obviously put, you know, a lot of time into it. And people shouldn't really be being too negative about it, because it is more like a, it's more like a, as you know, as Diloko, you say, a tribute to the show. And you've made edits yourself of the PM show as well, although they're not, it's not a parody. On episode 2, To be honest, I can't remember much about episode 2. I skipped through it as well, but I did watch a lot of it. And I think it was pretty funny. I mean, one part I can remember is where he's got his laptop and he's just fallen off a wall or, I don't know, a roof or something. And his one of the keys on his keyboard just flies off. And that reminded me of the time I was in, when I was in IT class in school, when I was typing and one of the keys just flew off my keyboard and knocked the teacher on the head. So that kind of got me laughing as well. So I guess that's why I think of the show. It's, you know, it's interesting. Some parts are funny. Maybe some parts are a bit repetitive. He's maybe getting a bit annoying with the frequency of the use of the word noob. But I don't think people should be putting it down, you know, as they've been doing that hard with all this negativity. I mean, it is, you know, after all, they are fans of the show, and that's why they've made it. And it's not like the competing or anything. I think that's the kind of reaction that a lot of fans are giving to the show. And I think maybe they need to be a bit more positive.
So let me get this straight. You attacked the teacher with a piece of your keyboard?
I'd say yes, but not intentionally. Definitely not.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, Dimensions.
I'm not going to comment on that.
That's how it is over in England, is it? I see.
Okay, we've got Uber Freak. He wants to say something. At least he's got a voice request. So I'm just going to give him voice here because he's an Uber Freak.
About the, excuse me, the wannabes thing. I know they're you know, putting all that time and effort and editing and filming it and stuff because they like the show, but I don't know. I mean, I just couldn't shake the feeling that it seemed like a kind of rip off. I mean, I know it was supposed to be kind of, you know, but
I was going to say, I think that you're just a very loyal fan and you don't like you don't like someone else in inverted commas ripping off the show that you really like.
Well, yeah, but it's just I already saw the all 7 episodes and just seemed like kind of the same thing, and the noob thing, saying everything was a noob, was kind of silly and just stuff like that.
I think just maybe as a tip for those guys, you know, if they're going to listen to this, perhaps less copying and more satire, you know, in the act of copying. Make it, you know, basically make fun of themselves copying Pure Onage. That would be fun.
But it seems like they're wannabes and they want to do the same thing over again, and I don't think they should be doing that if they're going to, you know, make a parody or whatever. They should be pretty much copying the same thing, like, with different people. That's kind of what it seemed to me. But if they want to make a spoof and kind of make fun of themselves doing it or whatever, that'd be cool.
Well, maybe I think it's, like, they get posted on the forums, right? They post, and they get their website linked up. And, you know, everyone watches it. Like, all the Pure Onage fans watch it, right? So maybe they're going for, like, you know, kind of like a double standard kind of thing. Maybe they, you know, they're popular by being hated. Like I mean, hey, everyone's talking about them right now, eh?
Yeah, I mean, if they're not going to improve themselves, they might die out. Who knows? I don't know if anyone wants to talk on this subject, but Kashmir has actually something he wants to share, something he made himself. So unless anyone wants to continue talking, go ahead, Kashmir. Thank you.
That was fantastic. Is that, did you compose that yourself?
Just this morning I knew that we were doing this evening, so I thought, well, it's this evening for me. So I thought, yeah, I'd sit down and write that up.
Wow, I'm impressed. That is pretty good.
You're definitely uber pro at making music. Metaxa, I'm afraid his mic isn't working, but he thought it was really good as well. So, you know, kudos for that.
Cheers. I guess I can't play FPF, so I just put all my skills into playing guitar.
That's pretty cool. I'm sure we can hear some more from you in the future of PPCast. There's another thing that we want to talk about, at least me and Kashmir, Google Earth.
So, you know, DeLoco sends me this message, and, like, Hungry can confirm this. Google Earth, right, you got to check it out. It's, like, the coolest program I've, like, ever discovered in my life. You can, like, you type in where you live, and you zoom in, and you, like, see, like, high-definition photos from, like, space of, like, everywhere. Like I found Hungry's house, and, you know, like, I found my house, and I found Denwo's house. Well, I don't know. I found where Denwo lives, and he doesn't know that. But, yeah. And Uber Freak's house. I have his exact address, and he has a very nice house, I'd just like to say. So, yeah. I think it's kind of scary, too, you know, the fact that there's people out there. Well, not scary, but it kind of makes you think, like, they could, if they wanted to, zoom in and, like, watch me or you or everybody else here walking down the street, you know. Or, you know, hanging a whiz behind a tree, you know, when you don't think anyone's looking. But Google is watching. Google, everybody.
I think Ritnia wants to comment on that. Let's hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I have to say Google Earth. Kashmir just showed me this morning. This evening anyway. And yeah, I can confirm it's awesome. I checked my house and I can almost see I can make out the contours or whatever of my ports. So it's pretty, yeah, cool.
All right, guys, just intermission. I'd like to welcome Verukter onto the show. He's one of the hosts of this show, and he was a bit late. That's why he's making his entourage somewhat after the start of the show. Verukter, we're actually talking about a subject that you brought up to me. That's Google Earth. We've got a few users going on here kind of talking about it. Just so you know what's up, I don't know, say hi or whatever. And welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. I was playing drums, actually. I didn't see the time go by.
Uber Freak also wants to comment on Google Earth. I'll just voice him.
I think it was Kashmir who was talking about watching people walk down the street, and that is not true. These pictures are years old. They're not updated every second, so someone could not watch you walk down the street or drive your car or whatever. For example, I had this big, huge tree in my front yard. It's been gone for at least a year or two, and it's still there in my picture. So they're not updated that much. So that's all. Just if you thought that you could go and watch everybody walk around, you can't. That'd be
no,
really
no,
clear.
No, no, no. They could if they had wanted to. You know, like they have satellites that could do that. I meant you can't do that with Google Earth, but I meant, you know, Google could do it if they wanted to, you know. Google's, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
Google could pretty much dominate the world if they wanted to, in my opinion.
Microsoft, look out.
They're definitely popular, and their search, Google search, is definitely popular, but I have to say it's good to have some variety, and I have found that sometimes I cannot find something on Google, but it turns up somewhere else, like Nikos. I think, I think a few months ago, one of my friends was trying to track down his old school's website. He was trying Google out, and Google just wouldn't find it. I think he'd got to the 10th page or something. And then I suggested to him, why don't you try Lycos, an alternative search. And he was very skeptical, but he did try Lycos out as a last resort, and he actually found his school website as the number one at the top of the list. So Google can't find everything.
Google can't find something? That's insane. Oh my god.
Alright, that's pretty cool. Google is definitely someone we're going to be looking after and maybe talking about in the future if anyone else wants to add anything or whatever. Verukter, who only just joined in, actually had some stuff prepared. So take it away, Verukter.
Just a couple of news for the folks here who don't really check the news site. There's a new Fable coming for PC, for those who don't know, with 9 new chapters. It's called Lost Chapters, with 9 new areas, 16 new quests, new enemies, new weapons. It's supposed to be released around September, and there will be an Xbox release of that game for $19.99 US, so that's not that much for an expansion, which is pretty good, because unlike other games, like Halo 2, I believe cost too much, because it's just an expansion, somehow. There will be new maps for Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, available on Xbox Down. There's already one map called Steel Squad that's available for PC, and there are 2 more co-op maps called Nuclear and UNHQ that are going to be released during the summer, and one last by the end of summer, which is called Polar Base. On the console news, Space Invaders is coming to PSP. I think Gloco has a PSP. Are you looking forward to buying this game?
I do have a PSP, I have to say that although the launch was very strong, the lineup of games that we're expecting to come out isn't really impressing me at all. I mean, if you look at what the DS is producing right now, what's coming out for the DS, it's very exciting, but PSP seems to be kind of going into nonsensical ports of PlayStation 2 games and, you know, racing games and generic action games. Even Rockstar is coming out with what seems a very subpar shoot 'em up game.
Yeah, I've seen pretty much, I wanted to buy a PSP, but I saw the games and it didn't appeal to me that much.
Can the PSP actually do other stuff, like play movies, browse the internet, or, I think,
You can browse the internet. Someone posted on the forums with the PSP.
How about watching movies?
Yeah, you can do that. They're like little mini discs you can put in your PSP, but I think you have to buy an expansion to the PSP to make it work.
Can you use Google Earth?
I don't know.
The thing about the PSP internet browser is that it's not in the PSP itself, it's in a specific game, Wipeout Pure. And by simply setting your DNS settings to a certain address, you can easily log into a portal made specially for your PSP, and you can have Google search, you can go out to any website you want, you can, you know, pretty much surf the web just like you would on your PC, except you just need to have the game loaded in. And same goes for movies. The only thing you really need is money, actually, because you're going to have to buy a big memory stick if you want to put movies on your PSP, and memory sticks are very expensive, so that's a little bit of a problem if you're a budget gamer. I wouldn't actually advise a PSP at all if you're a budget gamer, because you're basically paying for a multimedia device that costs a lot of money. It's not purely for gaming. That's why it also costs, what is it, $100 more than the DS or whatnot?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much $300, something like that, $300 Canadian.
Yeah, it's like $450, yeah.
Yeah, so, Space Invaders, I'll have to see it before I believe it, I guess. I don't know how they can revitalize that game. But it's, you know, whatever's coming out, no, it's not really looking very great for me as a PSP owner. You know, I should be very excited, but I'm not. It's a bit of a letdown, actually. But oh well, we shall see.
I think Space Invaders should be left as a classic. It's classic game, classic era, classic game type. Enough said.
Yeah, all right. So I've seen this. It's pretty cool, actually. Newbie Tech, they made a chainsaw shape controller for Resident Evil 4. It's basically a chainsaw with buttons. It doesn't actually cut anything, but it's really cool, and you just roll her, and I think you can aim with it. Like, when you move it, the gun moves in the game. So I thought that was pretty cool, actually. There's also one for GameCube, which came out earlier this year. And on the PC side, after losing Valve because of Steam, Vivendi Universal Game bought Epic's Unreal 3 engine. The story is they lost Valve because Valve distributed Half-Life 2 on Steam, and they didn't have the right to do that because they had a contract with Vivendi Universal Games. So they went in lawsuits, and which basically ended up the by Vivendi losing Valve.
So Vivendi lost Valve.
Yeah, they're not working together anymore.
Well, I guess Vivendi can pretty much pack up its business because apart from Half-Life, there wasn't really much that was, you know, maybe Fear, which is coming out soon, which looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I think their top company, was.
Can I just jump in here? I'm just reading the forum, and I'm really surprised at one topic, well, the responses in that topic anyway, and I'm surprised that some of you, or maybe some of the members and peonies, have not heard of Fatality. Do you want to comment on that?
You mean Fatality, the hardcore gamer, the pro gamer?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him until I actually read that post. I feel ashamed, as I've been a member of the community for a while, like the gaming community, that is. I watched footage. I went to his site, and I was impressed. But yeah, I actually hadn't heard of him until I read that post.
I've heard from him. The first time I heard of him is when I was looking at motherboards. I think he was sponsored or something. I'm not sure exactly, but anyway, one of the motherboards were named after him, and that's how I got to hear of him.
I think it might be because I myself haven't had anything to do with the FPS scene for a little bit. I think that may be why, like, some of the people out there in the actual community may not, like, people who aren't as hardcore about FPS, maybe like a RTS or, you know, whatever, maybe that's why they haven't heard of him.
Well, actually, my friend, he recently bought his new computer, and he has an 8-bit Fatality 88N motherboard. Yeah, that's it. And it's a Fatality-sponsored motherboard. It's really kick-ass. I mean, seriously, you pay quite a lot for it, but basically what it has, it is stripped naked of anything you don't need as a gamer, and it's got tons of fans on it. It got fans that kick in when you're, you know, just when you're gaming. It's got a Uber Pro heatsink for your CPU. It's got special coolers for your RAM. It's got LED lights all over it. It's got a small LED information display on it. It's all kinds of crazy shit. It's really good.
I think I might have to get me one of those.
Yeah, it's pricey, but it's good, you know. Like, and on the subject of Fatality, why he's so pro, basically because this guy trains 8 hours a day for every game, and that's 5 days in the week, and he takes it as a full-time job. And also, he, because of all his sponsorship contracts, he actually gets sent certain titles a few weeks before their official release, so he gets to train before everyone actually gets to play the game. So that's kind of an unfair advantage. I don't know what you guys think of that.
So is, you know, pretty much a high-stress lifestyle for him for quite a bit of money.
No, actually, I think he makes a lot of money with all the sponsors he has. He must be pretty rich.
Well, that was pretty cool. I don't know if anyone else has anything to add to this show, or...
Okay, I think, D-Loco, you can wrap this up now.
First of all, I'd like to thank everyone being present here. I'd like to thank Zimensions, Kashmir, Verruchter for hosting the show. I'd like to thank everyone who was part of this, who was listening to us. It was really cool that you guys actually took the time to listen to us boring bastards, and you know, everyone, you know, supporting this. I hope everyone who's listening to this, you know, at home appreciates it and will, you know, tune in next time live on the TeamSpeak server where you can, you know, share your own comments, you know, yell at us, whatever. That's pretty much it for this show. Say hi, love you, Mom. And until next time, see you later.